During the last few weeks, I have been slowly plodding through an audiobook by Brian Tracy, who is one of the world's most recognized experts in personal growth. And one of the lessons I learned years ago from Brian, and one that he repeats many times everywhere he goes, is that you become what you think about most of the time. This mantra has been changing my life a lot in the last few weeks, and in the show this week, I'm going to discuss how this mantra can change your life as well. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 420. You become what you think about most of the time. Good morning, I am Jeff Sanders, and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. Back in my early 20s, I discovered personal growth for the first time ever, and it changed the entire trajectory of my personal life and especially my career. I am literally recording this podcast because of this discovery that I could change my life based upon my intentionality of growth, of forward movement, of goal achievement. All of this work that I've done in the last few years, all the things that I have prioritized and worked so hard for, honestly stemmed from this discovery of personal development and the realization that I can become what I think about. I've told the story in the podcast before of how I discovered personal growth, but I'll briefly recap that now, which is that back in my early 20s, I left college, moved to Boston, and took a job in door-to-door sales. It was a very challenging job, but one of the kind of shining lights of that experience was that my boss was obsessed with personal development and specifically with John Maxwell. So I read a book by John Maxwell, and it changed my life forever. I discovered personal development. I discovered that you could be an author, speaker, podcaster, content creator as your job, which is exactly what I do today. I discovered ultimately that I could become what I think about, which was a real eye-opener for me, a real game changer. And so I really dove in deep. I began to read books and watch documentaries and listen to podcasts and create my own content along the way. And all of this was wonderful for years. It dramatically changed my life. However, at some point down the line, life got busier. I became a little less intentional. I began to read fewer books, listen to fewer great podcasts and audiobooks. I really just kind of lost touch with the habits that transformed my life many years ago. And I found newer habits, many of which were not good for me, or many of which were just kind of mediocre. Essentially, I lost touch with the things that made me who I was, and so the last thing that I wanted to do was fall into that path. I never intentionally chose to let go of those really good habits, but I did. And so the episode this week is specifically targeted towards that slope, that kind of losing touch, that realization that, wait a minute, I used to be better than I am now. Things weren't always like this. What happened to me? And why am I not on a path of where I want to go? Sometimes in life, we have, a real smack in the face moment where life changes overnight. But most things that happen to us are subtle. They're slow. They creep in such a minute way that we don't see the change until years later, many years later in some cases. And when that occurs, all of a sudden we wake up one morning and wait a minute, I gained 50 pounds. What happened? Or all of a sudden, wait a minute, I'm going broke. What happened? Or my business is not going where I want it to go. Or I'm not the person I wanted to be at this age I just reached. What happened? Like these kinds of questions are so common, not just in the lives of other people, but specifically in my life, right? I have experienced these kinds of moments. Not necessarily gaining that much weight or losing that much money, but hints of that. I've had those kinds of moments myself where I have looked in the mirror and had that question of, wait a minute, how did I get to this point? Because I should have seen this coming a long time ago, and I didn't. And all of this comes back to this concept that I learned from Brian Tracy years ago that I have since reconnected with in the last few months. I have been listening to an amazing audiobook from Brian called The Ultimate Brian Tracy Library. It's an Audible-only audiobook, and so if you have Audible, definitely get a copy of this book. It's incredible, because it really is the ultimate Brian Tracy library. It includes incredible amounts of content, all geared towards the improvement of you, becoming the best version of you in every way possible. It truly is an excellent source of personal growth material, and the kind of material that I used to consume consistently, daily, many times a day. In fact, I was obsessed for a long time because I saw the growth that came from it. Now, in all honesty, I let go of a lot of that consumption of that material because I was actively engaged in my life. I was literally running marathons and building businesses and doing the kind of work and gaining the kind of experience that these personal growth strategies are geared towards. So growth doesn't just come from listening to great audiobooks, right? It also comes from living a great life. And so you could argue that the habits that I lost really were a transition to a new type of growth. Which is a fine argument, but it misses the big picture, which is that listening to incredible audio is still important. Consuming high-quality information is still valuable, regardless of the season of life you're in now. So for me to reconnect with this audiobook now, to reconnect with, honestly, the material that changed my life a decade and a half ago, it's life-changing. It's reaffirming of the values that I hold, of the kind of person that I want to be, of the kind of person I am becoming right now. Listening to audio like that, listening to great podcasts, listening to incredible content that challenges you to grow and be better than you are today, that's exciting stuff. Yes, there's a lot of it that is revealing of your weaknesses, of your areas of improvement. I've got plenty of those eye-openers myself. But for the most part, the emotional impact this kind of audio has on me is it asks me, Jeff, can you be better today? Can you think better, more creatively, more powerfully, with more energy, enthusiasm, positivity? Can you have more of that every day, right now? Can your life change on a dime right in this moment? And whenever I'm posed with that kind of a question, the answer is so obviously yes, of course I can. I want to, right? I want to change my life, so why don't I? Why don't I reconnect with the emotion and the energy and the positivity that can pivot my life in a better direction? And so when I think about this concept of you become what you think about most of the time, well, that's revealing in of itself, because if that statement is true, if Brian is correct that what we think about actually creates who we are, then we have to ask the question, well, what's going into our minds every day? What am I allowing into my head on a daily basis? And generally, the answer might come from sources that are not helpful, not beneficial, not adding to the future version of me that I want to become and grow into in a positive way. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following, I can customize my portfolio, and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is and has always been my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. So for the last few months, I have been making a lot of changes to my life. Recently on the podcast, I had an episode where I discussed five habits that I changed. And one of those key habits that I was really intentional about was removing sources of inputs, consumption materials, things that were just being put into my head that I realized were not helping me to grow into the better version of Jeff Sanders. And that includes sources from the news, television, other people, podcasts, audiobooks that aren't beneficial in the way that I want to grow. Ultimately, it's any audio or video that was noticeably changing my mood or my thought process for the worse. Now, this is very subjective. There are a lot of ways to interpret any of those audio sources or any of those life experiences and be able to pivot them or transition them or transform them into a positive light. So I'm not going to argue that these things inherently are bad. Many of these are very good. But you have to ask the question, what am I consuming? Is this material actively encouraging me to move where I want to move? Am I forward moving towards a goal? Or am I just distracting myself with entertainment? Or in some cases, actually distracting myself with audio sources that just directly make me feel guilty or shameful or bad? The news being an example of that. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the kind of person who on a daily basis is just consuming all this noise. Instead, I want to be intentional, and I want to be able to say, I have chosen today to intentionally consume the kind of material that's going to fire me up, that's going to make me feel fantastic, that's going to bring out the best in me so I can go do the work that I really am excited about, so I can go grow at the gym today, or on my walk today, or on my next call today. I can go be better because I'm consuming the kind of material that brings that out of me. You know, I created this podcast as a resource for personal growth material. That was intentional. I wanted to be able to take the lessons that I was learning from the best documentaries and the best books and the best speakers and the best live events and filter those into a podcast that would hopefully be beneficial for you. Based on these concepts of personal development, productivity, healthy habits, and of course, waking up early to dominate your day. All of these things stem from this desire in me to be my own best self and to help you on that journey as well. So when I think about this concept that I become what I think about, I want to think about better things. I want to bring in better sources. I want to change the way my brain operates on a daily basis and then see the output of that over time. Because I know that when I consume content that is not helpful, I become more cynical, more negative. I think about ways that projects could fail as opposed to ways they could succeed gloriously and with abundance. And that's the attitude I want to have as someone who thinks about the fact that the glass is half full. Because why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't the glass be half full? And I want to live a life where that becomes the norm for me, that I am that kind of person. And I have to be purposeful with that. You might assume listening to this podcast that I am naturally bent towards the positive. I don't think that's true. I think that I have become that person because I created that version of me. Yes, I only share the positive on this show most of the time. But even for me on a daily basis when I'm not on air, I have to intentionally choose to be positive. It's not necessarily natural. And so if you have that same kind of, maybe you are more neutral on a daily basis, or maybe you're more negative and you know that, and you want to shift more towards the positive, you can do that. This is the good news. You have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. That's what I say every single week on this show. And this includes the audio you consume and how you let it transform your thoughts, which then transforms your actions, which then, of course, transforms your results. And along the way, you may be thinking, well, if I am consuming more of this content, where is that going to happen? How can I guarantee those kinds of results? How can I guarantee the audio is being consumed, the thoughts are being changed, and my life, therefore, is changing for the better? Well, I think the best approach to this is to automate your own success. Guarantee that you'll do the thing you said you wanted to do, or the thing you're now deciding while listening to this podcast. Yeah, Jeff, that's a good idea. I want to do this more often. The best place to begin is where you are right now. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you're probably in the car or at the gym or doing household chores, right? You're doing an activity where listening to audio fits well into your lifestyle. That's it. You want to do as much of that as you possibly can. So every single time you're in the car, every single time you're at the gym or on a walk or at the park or doing household chores, anytime you're doing something where you could actively be listening to powerful audio while doing another activity, do it. Listen to the audio. Build that into your lifestyle literally on a daily basis. Now, yes, you'll have to select the best audio, and those sources are plentiful, so it's not hard to find them. But if you automate the process to consume more of that material every single day, it will change your life. It will change the way you think. It will change what your actions are, what your goals are. It will challenge you to grow, and you will get better. Your thoughts literally will change your life. You know, as a side note, one of the weird aspects about the audiobook that I just listened to from Brian Tracy is they have a second narrator in the book who's not Brian. And the second narrator gives his own perspective on Brian's work. And I find his perspective most of the time to be incredibly repetitive and negative. It's the only kind of downside to that particular book. But I think that one of the key things that I am pulling from this other voice in this book is that you can take the same material that someone else has taken and you can interpret that in your own way, for better or for worse. And so I'm going to challenge you in this process to not just consume better material, but to filter that material through the most positive and helpful lens you possibly can. Let me give an example of that. It is completely possible to hear a motivational speech and not be motivated. It is possible to hear positive audio and let it fly by you and have no consumption of that material in a productive way. Right? The intention here is not just to listen to amazing audio or hear a positive quote. The point here is to let that change the way you think about your life every day, which means you have to enter into this process with an open mind to actually be able to accept that information, filter it through in a positive and productive way, and then let it go change you. But that's a choice. You have to choose to say, not only will I consume the material, but I am open to those lessons. I am open to being changed. That I'm in a place of my life where I'm not just going to put up the barriers and the obstacles and say, nope, I'm good where I am. Instead, it's the opposite. It's saying, I'm a sponge. I'm a student. I'm a newbie here, and I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to grow. And in some cases, I'm ready to fail faster so I can get to the right solution even faster. That mentality, that mindset shift is a really important one, especially if personal growth has been something that you have lost touch with and are going back to, or if you're brand new to it. The open mind perspective is the only one that actually leads to change. And so I challenge you to not just listen to the material, but listen to it deeply. Really take it in. So if you're on board with this process and you will be consuming audio material every single day that could change your life, on a routine basis, maybe once a week or once a month, you want to review how you've changed, how the audio has actively allowed you to grow. So ask yourself, is it helping? Are you growing? Do you have evidence of improvement? Or should you change your audio sources or change your actions based upon that audio? Can you improve your habits? Can you add more good audio in or remove the less helpful audio from your life? Now, I'm putting a really strong emphasis here on audio. There are a lot of ways to change how you think. You could literally physically read books, that's one way, or watch a documentary, or do anything along the lines of changing your thoughts through actions or consumption. I view audio as one of the most powerful sources you possibly could include in your life, specifically because audio can be routinely automated in ways that other sources cannot as easily be automated. So yes, you can physically read books, but you probably have more time in your day to listen to audio than you do to read. You probably have more time to listen to audio than you do to watch videos or movies. So the goal is to figure out how to, as easily as possible, add in the positive material, and audio is almost always going to be the best answer for most people. And for that action step this week, of course, change what you think about. Now, if it's true that you become what you think about most of the time, then you have a grand opportunity to become something newer and better in every way by changing your thoughts first. So my suggestion is to begin by changing what you listen to. Add in powerful audio programs, including audiobooks, podcasts, and live events. Now put yourself on a new track to success by making a small switch with what thoughts you let into your mind each and every day. JeffSanders.com/420 is the place to go for the episode notes. Also, subscribe to this show. JeffSanders.com/subscribe has a list of all the podcast apps available with my show on it, or of course, use the app you're using right now. Once again, that's JeffSanders.com/subscribe. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.